Hello?
Hello? Okay. Oh, something went wrong.
Oh, well, there we go. Okay. Now, I don't understand that. Okay, before we can start the show, we have to somehow dig out of that, because...
Whoa.
What was the name of the show that
it's
you had?
It's Clean House.
Clean.
In search for the messiest home in America, and they found it.
They found it.
Oh, my goodness.
They found it.
Brad and I, it's like a train wreck. We both sat there watching with our mouths hung open, going, oh, my gosh. How do you... You can't live.
It was...
You can't live in that. How do you live in that?
It was unbelievable.
Seriously. Jaws hanging open.
Yeah. We're just there watching this. I am standing in the middle of the room watching it. My mouth hanging open. I mean, you could not get to the bed in their bedroom. They have to stand it. They walk into their bedroom and then they jump into their bed.
The piles
and it's
as high as the bed.
It's clothes and it was trash.
There trash. Was trash.
They jumped over trash to get into bed.
Oh. Oh, ew. It's so gross.
Do they at some point wonder what that smell is?
Oh.
She lost a wedding ring. Instead of looking for it,
they just bought a new one. Yeah, well, they went to find it.
Because she lost it in the bedroom. Oh. And this is not, that's just one room. The basement was.
Yeah, the whole house looked like this. The entire
house. 2 foot tall.
The entire house. The garage. Couldn't even close the bathroom door.
Couldn't close the bathroom door because junk.
I don't.
How much money does this guy make that he can buy that much clothes?
No. It's just junk.
I don't know, but it freaked me out because it was a little freaky.
You know what?
You know what? Faith's rule is a place for everything and everything in its place. This was just everything.
There was no place.
There was no place. And there was nothing in it.
Yeah, it went against all everything I know and understand.
It was a different reality.
The people didn't really. That was like another planet, right? That wasn't
universe.
Here. That was didn't was not here.
Parallel universe or something.
Oh my goodness.
TubeLineSquirrels.com is better than pie.
Sorry, just sing along.
My head is a box filled with nothing, and that's the way I like it. My God.
Well, everybody, you are invited to the first annual Two Blind Squirrel pool party. It will be taking place here in a couple of weeks, and you are invited. All you need to come, you don't have to bring chips or dips. You don't have to bring... All you need to bring is your swimsuit and three of your favorite pool party songs. That's all you need. Send them to brad.mcfadden@gmail.com. Go on Groove Shark to get them. Create a playlist. Send that to me. That's the proper way to do it. Send them to me through Gmail. Because if you send them to me through Twitter, like some of you have done, Ruth Ann, then I have to take them, paste them, copy them into an email, and send it to myself so that I have it. Because it has to be in a particular bin or it'll never get played. And I'll forget.
Yeah, and you can't leave it up to him. You just can't.
That all coming up soon. Today, creepy songs.
She told me about the winds from Santa Ana.
And again, it's not creepy songs. It's songs that creep you out. So many people are sending me messages going, that song's not creepy. My song was creepier than their song. This is songs that creep you out.
Not individually.
They don't particularly have to be creepy songs.
Yeah.
It could be My Little Sunshine. You know, it's like Dave's song was not particularly creepy. It just creeps you out.
It does. It did that.
And for right now, he holds the record.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For that little kissing in the back seat, by the way.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
That was creepy. See, it gets a special. It's special.
It's
creepy
special.
And wrong.
It's creepy. And
Jen's song go. Jen McFadden's song goes with creepy and wrong.
Yes, that was. I said
that,
that's number
that
two
as well. Creepy and wrong.
Number two is definitely Jen McFadden's. So.
It's a special category. Special creepy and wrong.
We had an interesting. We had some good lists yesterday, and I'm anxious
we did
to get
have
to
some
the lists
very good lists
today.
Yes, we did.
Well, let's my.
several songs I'd never heard, which is always good.
Mm-hmm. The one from Alice Cooper, we didn't need that.
No.
We just didn't.
That story was just over
just
the top.
Didn't need it.
This is why women should be in the military. I don't know. Is that that's perfect?
It wasn't a woman.
I'm just saying that women have no place there.
Well,
with the
guys,
Marines.
I don't think the guys
hearing
appreciate
that story.
All right. So right out of the box today, we have John, the original Jesus geek, Wilkerson.
Oh boy.
Private Eyes by Hall & Oates from the album Private Eyes. There you have it. Yes, the same sort of stalkerish kind of thing that's going on there. I actually like this song. I don't think the song is creepy at all.
It's a good song. Again, psychedelic. You know?
Yeah, the psychedelic thing.
Did everybody just go, you know what? We need creepy songs. Let's go to the Doors. They're always good for that.
I like this song.
Oh, yeah. Everybody likes all the... I mean, that's the thing. We love their songs, but they all do have that tinge of creepiness to them. Like, they're going to, like, have just some weird Indian seance or something.
Yeah.
Burning a teepee. Into this house we're born. Like have an overdose of peyote.
That's the problem. Is he did too many drugs while he was writing these songs. But you have to admit that voice of his is just awesome, man. It's just
I know, man. Bill Kilmer, he's just something.
Bill Kilmer
isn't he?
Is awesome. I just
fantastic.
Love him.
Fantastic.
Great artist. Okay.
Are we the only ones who ever get a kick out of that? See, here's the, yeah, I said this is, I'm glad somebody actually put it on the list. No, he's the first one who actually put it on a list. I said that this was the given, like the king of all creepy songs.
Yeah, it's, because it was like, sort of like a love song, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's every breath you take, I'll be watching you. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was like, I guess if it was, I don't know. No, it's just creepy.
In a town in the woods at the top of a hill, there's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money there and buy it. But at night when the house is dark and you're all alone, there's a noise upstairs. At the top of the stairs there's a door and you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door.
Okay, that gave me the creeps.
I gotta chill. Oh, that reminds me of Night Gallery.
You're not gonna let us see what's behind the door?
Yes, yes. We're going on with the Hitchcock. This is like Alfred Hitchcock wrote this song. Hold on.
There's a tattered dress and a feeling you have felt somewhere before. And there's a creepy doll that always follows me.
That just got a little silly. A creepy doll with one broken eye that's always open.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then. That was Jonathan, by the way, that was Jonathan Coulton.
Okay.
Coulton. Creepy doll, in case you loved it enough to go get it on iTunes. Mm-hmm.
I am a dancer. I am
the Wiggles. You can't have the Wiggles on a creepy list.
When I hear music, when I hear music.
They do have one song they have a video for, and they're dancing on this little grass knoll hill.
Uh-huh.
And right at the bottom of the screen uh-huh. is a little leprechaun girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's making this little kind of bob with her, and she's
bobbing her head and smiling.
And that little girl haunts me.
Yeah, Brad used to say, that is so creepy. Yeah.
And it's not creepy. It just creeps me out.
That little girl. He'd always say that little girl's creepy. Get the.
She is. She's strangely just.
Alrighty.
Sorry. Back to this one.
Round and around I go.
Music box. All right. Well, that creeps out John Wilkerson.
All righty.
That's what we know.
He has lots of kids, you know. I'm sure
if
it was played many times.
You ever
want
to scare the bejesus out of John Wilkerson?
Play the Wiggles. Fruit salad.
Hide a creepy doll
yummy,
in his attic.
Yummy.
And play the Wiggles. Okay.
Oh, thank you, OJG.
Let's go to Russ Bunju. From Squirrely Wrath.
Squirrely Wrath.
From Cleveland.
Russ from Cleveland.
That's right. We will read here.
Not Ross. He says, from Tampa.
He says, here is my creepy list, which I think you will agree is creepy. I will be the judge of that, sir. Hello. Okay, there it goes. The first one is as creepy for its lyrics as just the sound of the song. So let's see that. Let's come on, Groove Shark. Come on, get with the program. Here we go. Anyway, this is the Grateful Dead. See if it goes anywhere.
Well, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, it never actually went anywhere. You okay? What's wrong? Okay. We'll pause the show and take care of it. She's having an issue.
I was just trying to be funny. I didn't think that it wasn't meant. No, it wasn't meant it was okay. to be good.
Well, I'm sorry, it was
okay.
And we're back. And Helen's fine. We took care of the problem. Okay, this song. Here we go. And he says, these are two. These next two songs. This one and the next mm-hmm, one are two of his favorite songs. But if you listen to the lyrics, they are both disturbing. This is also one of my favorite songs.
Yes, they are.
This is from. Across the great divide. This is Sarah McLachlan. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And it's from Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, which
yes.
most of the songs on there were a little creepy.
Well, right.
Surfacing was not.
No.
Surfacing was very.
This was the one before
full
that.
Full of love songs. Solitude, my guy. Spend forever here and not be satisfied, then I won't be the one to hold you down. I kiss you so hard, I'll take your breath away, and after I. And there you have it. And this is another one that he says is his favorite, but is kind of creepy. If we ever get. She lived on a curve in the road. It's called Crazy Mary by Pearl Jam. But there's no. Pearl Jam's got another creepy song with it. Jeremy. That was a creepy song about a guy committing suicide at school.
Sometimes on the way into town, we see mother. Come and stop and give a ride. Sometimes we're dear.
but her hands flew from her side while I crazy Mary.
Crazy Mary. There you go.
Down along the road, past the parson's place, the old blue car we used to race, a little country store.
So that's Crazy Mary.
All right.
This is called Heroin by the Velvet Underground. He says that it's creepy because it is an homage to the drug that it's named after.
Uh-huh.
My college roommate used to play it, and I had not thought much about it until you gave us this assignment. Enjoy it if you can.
Yes. It's kind of like Hotel California.
Yeah. Well, if we ever get to the song.
I don't know just where I'm going. Try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put a spike into my vein. And I tell you, things aren't quite the same when I'm rushing on my run.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Wow. Very interesting.
Educational.
This is the song Jeremy by Pearl Jam, which is about a kid who commits suicide.
We have to hear
class.
About how to do drugs and commit suicide on there one go. Show.
One show.
Very educational we are.
At home, Darwin pictures of mountaintops with him on top. Lemon yellow sun.
Jeremy spoke in class today.
Mm.
And the last verse is the disturbing one where he commits suicide.
Leave that
this
out.
Is a song that is not on anybody's list, but it does. All these other ones reminded me of this one. This one creeps me out.
Really?
Yes. If you listen to it. Yeah.
Really?
Because it's about his crazy mama.
Well, but is that creepy, though? That creeps you out? Huh, you've never said that before. And we listened to this song ad nauseum.
Well, I liked the song, but the lyrics creep me out a little bit if I pay attention to them.
Huh.
She's always worried about things like that.
Surprised the CD even still works.
We did. We sent a laser through that puppy. Anyway, that's a song about his crazy mama, which is a lot like Crazy Mary, but not Crazy Mary. It's
Crazy Mama.
So thank you from Russ. Thank you for those interesting songs.
Very interesting. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that he took, like, he loves the songs, but then when you really think about it,
ooh,
it's kind of creepy.
Ew.
I like that. I like that spin there.
So what did Kidge hear? Did Kidge send
Kidge?
A, oh, Kidge sent a list of creepy songs.
Oh, really? Well, you can't put Christian songs. It's creepy.
This is hot off the presses, because this just came to me like within the last few seconds.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
He can't ever say that you don't play his stuff quickly.
There you go. You can't.
Look at that.
Because within seconds.
Look at that.
Can we say coincidence? He also has Creepy Doll on here, so we don't.
Oh,
have,
so we already covered that.
Yeah, we already
so
covered
that's
that.
Good. Good. Okay.
And he has two other songs by the same artist. So
okay.
This one's not. This one's called.
I'm making a note here. Huge success.
I'm already creeped out.
Yep. I'm creeped out already a little bit. This is from an artist called Portal.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the song is Still Alive.
Wasn't Alice? Her name wasn't Alice singing?
Alice Through the Portal. I don't know. This is Still Alive.
Overstate my satisfaction.
Where did you find this, kid? You listen to this?
Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake.
Oh, yes. Till you run out of cake?
Yes, she needs to die.
Oh,
yes.
My.
Kill her and the song. And
oh, boy.
Burn everything she's ever
That's
done.
That's just wrong.
Okay. From the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been?
This is from the same artist, Jonathan Colton.
Been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. Really wish you'd let us in.
Wow.
I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
Alrighty
then.
It's zombie music!
Eat your eyes.
Okay, that's enough.
All we wanna do.
She took her headphones off. That's called Regarding Your Brains. That's the name of the song.
Did you stop it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's off.
I don't want that in my head before I go to sleep.
You don't want to be singing that as you go to sleep?
No.
Okay. It's very catchy.
No.
No? This one is by the same artist. This one is called Skull Crusher Mountain.
He's got a theme.
Yeah.
So glad we got this just
Welcome
minutes ago.
Thanks, Kitchen.
Skull Crusher Mountain. Hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. Disappear.
Oh my, so there you go. Oh, he's sort of the Weird Al Yankovic of zombie music.
Apparently.
Yes. And it looked, judging from the pictures on his albums, mm-hmm. These are all from like the 70s or something.
Oh my.
Just judging from the pictures, I have no idea. Never heard of this
it
guy.
It could
before.
Be like throwback.
But that's Still Alive. Portal song's pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty creepy right mm-hmm. there. Let's see what he says. He says, here's the backstory. All of these songs are completely pod safe. Oh, I did not know that. Jonathan Colton. They are technically designed to be creepy, but they fulfill that. Mm-hmm. But they fulfill that quite well. Still Alive is actually a song from the video game Portal.
Okay.
Ah. It is sung by the main antagonist, a self-aware computer bent on killing the player in a completely passive aggressive manner.
So they have like soundtracks to video games. Well, I mean, like, they specially write them. They don't just take music out there and, like, put it to the video games.
Wow.
No, I mean, they actually write music for video games.
Please don't send me email.
I don't know. I'm asking a question.
You can directly complain to Faye.
No, you cannot.
On Facebook.
I won't read it, so really it's not worth doing.
Yes, I'll make sure she reads all.
Seriously, they write soundtracks for games. Don't look at me like that. I'm asking a question.
Yes, they do.
Soundtracks for games.
Yes.
They don't take songs that were already written and put them in the games.
It's like movies.
I could see that, but they actually write music for games.
Yes. I actually probably more that than the other now.
Huh. That's interesting. Learn something every day. Didn't know that.
Yes. In fact, they do entire scores. For games.
Wow.
Games have backs. Do you even play like a real game in ever? See, no. Mario Brothers does not count, okay?
I don't play games. You know this about me. I don't do video games.
These games have stories, plots, actors.
I barely even tolerate Pac-Man. I don't play video games.
Okay, but
I have no games on my computer.
But
my
we're talking
phone.
About
None.
Full-on, like, RPG game. We're talking about real games. Not.
I don't know what that means.
Like, with stories. Play like Ghost Recon, you know, where you're a character and there's
no,
other characters
I don't know
and there's
that.
A story
no.
and there's things you're trying to accomplish and
okay.
they all feed into this big plot.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Okay. Anyway.
That's interesting.
Creepy doll is just flat out creepy. We agree.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We agree. Regarding your brains, you may have heard it is about zombie apocalypse in the corporate environment. And Skullcrusher Mountain is about a mad scientist who kidnapped a woman because he liked her.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, I guess that's a good reason.
There you go. Aetherswift, or as we know her, Swifty, mm-hmm. couldn't find her creepy song on Groove Shark. Mm-hmm. So here it is on YouTube.
Okay.
All right. So we will open that.
So she only did one?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, he says, I think she wins.
For creepiest song?
Yes.
I don't know.
That happiness.
Sorry. Let me rewind it. Let me rewind it. Go ahead.
Is that playing?
No, I agree. She wins. I know
we're
what song this is.
We're gonna spread happiness. We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead 'em. We're gonna change it and rearrange it. We're gonna change the world.
So,
is this where they sing Jesus Loves Me or to Obama or whatever?
Now's the moment where he's voice to sing. Sing with all your heart. For our children, for our families, nations all joined as one.
So, a bunch of very naive children and one very stupid choir leader.
I forgot about that.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Creepy and makes me want to puke.
Interesting. Yeah, that was a downer.
Yeah, that was a big downer.
Thanks, Swifty.
Yeah, me and Dave had an interesting conversation. Me and Dave had an interesting conversation this week.
Wow.
Thanks.
You did.
Thanks, Swifty, for bringing the show down.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah, appreciate that. You win for...
You win.
Worst song ever, I guess.
You had an interesting conversation with Dave. You're just going to say that and then not tell us what it was?
Well, it was about all that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, don't put your faith in man, put it in God, you know, that kind of attitude.
Yeah, but that's true.
But I mean, we had a conversation about, like, how to apply, the difference between sticking your head in the sand and praying.
Uh-huh.
And saying, I'm not going to be involved in this at all.
Yes.
I'm just gonna pray and hope
the Lord's
God,
gonna take care of it.
Hope God works it out. Pan everything will pan out. Mm-hmm. Versus being an
activist.
Versus being a good citizen, which is what we're commanded to do.
We are
in
commanded
Christ.
To be good citizens. Yes.
Right. So, and what that means is when you're an American, you know, because that's different than when you're under an emperor versus when you're an American.
You know, I think it's interesting in a small town like ours. Where you have a very conservative town,
it was
for the most part.
It was an interesting conversation.
This has to do with this.
Yes.
That.
But I'm just saying it was an interesting conversation.
Well, I'm telling you that I find it interesting in a small town. I think maybe it's different when you live in a big city and you're not in a community where people take part in politics.
Yeah.
As I find in our town and in our church and a lot of our friends and people that are close to us are very involved in politics, and it has made a very positive influence on our community and in our county and in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made a big difference. If they had not stepped up, given money and supported people and had rallies and done tea parties and done all these things, these people would not be in those places because they didn't have support behind Christian people, supporting Christian people to be in leadership. I mean, you can make a difference. I think just shows right there. So there you go. That's being a good Christian citizen. There's my 2 cents.
I agree. Back to the show. Thanks, 50. Back to the show.
Yeah. See what you did?
Anyway, This says Dreamweaver by Kansas, but this isn't Kansas. Or at least...
Whose is this?
This is from Chivalry Bean.
All right.
Space Turtle. I have just closed my eyes. This is actually Gary Wright. Dreamweaver. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver chain. Driver, take away my worries of today. And leave tomorrow behind. Unless Kansas covered it. This is the Gary Wright version. It says it's Kansas, but it's not. There you go. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver. Why is that creepy?
He creeps him out.
Creeps him out.
You does, that's all right. You said,
that's
right?
That's all you need to know. It creeps space. That's music that creeps the space turtle out. This is Death Cab for Cutie, which sounds like a creepy name, but they're really not a creepy band. I don't understand what the actual name of the band means. But anyway, this is called Follow You. Into the dark. Follow You into the dark.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. I'll follow you into the dark.
That is kind of weird.
Your blinding light. Or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs.
I'm so looking forward to getting to the pool party. Because these songs are depressing me.
They are.
Wow.
We need some happy
songs.
That was
creepy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. And I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet thing. Good enough to eat.
Whee!
Just know what I'm gonna do.
This was on Goofy Greats. Is this creepy?
To hold ya.
He's eating her.
Kiss ya. Who loves my love it so? Sweeter, sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I won't let you go.
So is this a zombie song?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
He's not saying he has her in her in his tummy. He has
it
love.
It sounds like it.
He has love in his
tummy. It sounds
tummy.
Like it. And
it's love.
It's just a little creepy.
All right.
It's kind of like Bryan Adams. Whatever I do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those.
Man, why don't you do some things on your own, buddy? All right. So that's just about it. All we have. We still have a few more to play. We have Scott Cyrus.
Uh-huh.
Daddy
yes.
Sir 4.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We have his songs to play. We've got yes. The Emperor of Kansas.
Oh, boy.
His songs to play.
That ought to be good.
Yes, yes.
It's always creative.
Looks like we also have Jim from Cleveland,
yeah.
His songs. And this one says we haven't played him, but we have Starplot.
No.
Jeff from USAC.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah, we played his.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't mark him plate, but we did
his.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll do
so there you go.
Another show.
There you go. And also Linda's. Oh, even more. I've just noticed it scrolled up a little bit. Linda's. And so we got probably two more shows full.
Alrighty.
Maybe we can get all these done next show.
Maybe.
We'll try to squeeze them into one more show. So there you go. There's your creepy songs for today. Please ignore political content. It does not reflect in any way the opinion or of anybody who listens to this show.
Only us.
It only reflects what we think about
things.
Stupid Obama. I mean, things. So, anyway. Yeah. Gosh, I hate politics. It just depresses me. I wish I could live on an island where there was no politics. Wouldn't that be great?
You know.
Can't wait till Jesus takes over things. No politics anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's a good monarchy again.
Yeah, a good monarchy. That's what we need. We need a good, solid monarchy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. With the king.
Kingdom's now. Kingdom now, baby. kingdom now.
Oh, boy.
I'm going that way.
Vios con Dios.
I'm going to become a kingdomist.
Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Okay. You know what? The music's still not working, so we're just going to have to accept Vios con Dios as
dun,
Vios
dun, dun.
She's trying. All right. Vios con Dios, everybody. I'll try to get the music fixed for next show, and we will be back at you very soon. Bye-bye. All right, as we clumsily leave the room.